First, Candace Owens is criticized for posting a Bible verse. Then she's fired from the Daily Wire. She is offered a debate about a very sensitive religious war overseas. And now this? This can't be right.
Hello, everybody. There's been some major breaking news. We literally just wrapped the show. We were writing our headlines when this came across the desk. Let's go ahead and put this up there on the screen from friend of the show, Glenn Greenwald. He reports, exclusive, as the Daily Wire has publicly negotiated a debate with Candace Owens, it secretly sought and has now obtained a gag order against her. So Glenn writes that as the Daily Wire was publicly negotiating a debate with Candace Owens, that it secretly has obtained now a gag order. According to this public, according to what Glenn has written here, previously, Ben Shapiro had invited Candace for a debate about Israel and the current definition of anti-Semitism. After Owens had objected to that debate format, she and Jeremy Boring exchanged numerous tweets negotiating about when all of this was going to take place. But this has not happened now. Now, here's exactly what Glenn writes. The Daily Wire, in secret and unbeknownst to its readers, has sought a gag order placed on Owens after she called for the debate. They did this under the cover of secrecy before a private arbitrator at exactly the same time they were claiming in public that they wanted this debate and were even negotiating the terms with her. To this date, the Daily Wire has not informed its readers seeking to understand why the much anticipated debate has not yet happened, even though they had sought and obtained this gag order.
This is stuff that I'm talking about. This is ridiculous. Like, how petty do you have to be? First, you're like, oh, okay, well, freedom of speech. We're all about freedom of speech and the First Amendment and say what you want. And this platform is all about that. Then you say, well, you can't say everything that you want to say. Then you kick them off and then try to entice them to get into a contract breaking debate. I just think this is very sad. I think it's very stupid. What do you think? Do you think they're just trying to trap her? Do you think that they're really trying to demolish her career? Because once she left, they thought everything was going to go under the rug, that people were going to lose interest. And it looks like she's gaining ground. It looks like she has a very firm fan base. And it looks like they're supporting her through her decision. Because now Candace has actually switched to Catholicism. So she is really doubling down on her Christianity and making sure that she has faith in God and not faith in man. And we are starting to see that divide between good and evil. So what do you think? Put your comments in the section below. Do you think that she's doing the right thing by having this debate? Do you think it's kind of shady that Daily Wire wants to silence Candace Owens? Maybe she knows something. What do you think that she knows that they're so afraid of? Well, put it in the comments below. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.